Tonight, our learning is sponsored by Ruthie and Joey Bader in memory of Ruthie's sister-in-law, Chaya Gittel Tzirl Bas Avram Zichrona Levracha, by Gitti Fishkin in memory of her aunt, Adina Bas Yosef Dov Zichrona Levracha, by Sandy Gross in memory of her mother, Rebetzin Sprintza Bas Harav Shalom Zichrona Levracha, and by Hillel and Elaine Weinberger and Moshe Weinberger in memory of their father, Akiva Yosef Ben Harav Hillel Zichrona Levracha. The Magen Avraham says that on the night of Bedikas Chametz, you're supposed to keep your Dvar Torah, Bein Mincha L'Mariv, short because of the fact that everybody has to get home for Bedikas Chametz. Now, I have a feeling that according to the Magen Avraham, our Dvar Torah between Mincha and Mariv every night would qualify as short, and we would perfectly be okay keeping it to our regular length tonight. But in the spirit of Magen Avraham, we'll finish up our Shaila more quickly than we ordinarily do tonight, so that everybody can indeed get home, especially if people are staying for the renewal of the Erev Chatzeros, in order to make sure that everybody gets home for Bedika. The shaila that we were asking was somebody who has difficulty swallowing. What are their possible recourses for eating matzah on the Leil HaSeder? We came to the conclusion that they are allowed to dip their matzah into water with the conditions and provisos that we noted, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, for a chola or zakin, for somebody who has difficulty swallowing, that's afilu lechatchila. Even lechatchila, you're allowed to dip the matzah into the water, and you are allowed to eat the matzah that way. Now, the question that we ended with last night was, what if that is insufficient? What if that's not a good etzah? Is there anything else that you can do? So there are several other etzos that are discussed by the Mishnah Berurah and by the Achronim. One question that the Mishnah Berurah discusses, and he quotes two opinions on the topic, this is the Mishnah Berurah in Taf Samach Aleph of Orachaim Sefkati Neches, is what about mashkin chutz mimayin? What if you can't tolerate water and you want to dip it into some kind of fruit juice or something like that? Would that be acceptable? So the Mishnah Berurah here quotes two deos as to whether or not that would be a problem. It may go back to the lumdus that we discussed at the beginning of the week as to why this is a problem in the first place. If the problem is that it changes the taste, then maybe water wouldn't be a problem because water doesn't really alter the taste all that much, but a fruit juice might alter the taste more significantly, and therefore it may be a problem. So there are two deos in the Mishnah Berurah as to whether or not one can be yotze with fruit juices. Another question that's raised by the Achronim is, what if you dip it in warm water? For some people, sometimes when your throat is hurting, it's easier to have warm water. We know that from human experience. Sometimes having a cup of tea when you have a sore throat is very helpful. So what if you dip it in warm water? Now, you can't dip it in hot water, because if you remember, we said, the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Memalef, quoted a machlokas, we paskin like the man to Amr who maintains that cooked matzah is a problem. That was in the very same sif that we read, Taf Samach Aleph Sif Dalet, says that cooked matzah is a problem. So if you put the matzah into hot water, hot water, by from a halachic standpoint, is water that has reached yad soled espo, the temperature when your hand recoils from the water's heat. Mashkolkas aposkim as to what exactly that is in terms of degrees. But if the water is yad soled espo, that will be a problem. Then you'll have cooked matzah, and then you can't be yotze. What if it's just warm water? What if it's warm water? It doesn't reach yad soled espo. If you dip that, would it be a problem? So once again, you have a machlokas among the achronim as to whether or not that would constitute a problem. It's not strictly speaking cooked, but perhaps even the warm water in this context would constitute a problem, even though it wouldn't be cooking in Hilchos Shabbos, for example. And again, it may go back to our whole discussion as to what exactly the problem with cooked matzah is. Is it about the taste? Is it about the shame lechem, the status of lechem, the status of lechem oni, and the like? There are two other etzos that one can potentially follow. One is the Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha, Dibra Maskel Yotze Adam in Simon Tav Samach Aleph. He says, I think that there's another Eitzah that one can use. He says, you can Ochel Matzah Miforeres Afshehu Kekemach Umevarchen Al Zeha Motzi V'Achilas Matzah Uvavachi Ochel Kezayis. He says, you can grind it up into really very small pieces, into very fine, he says, Kekemach, almost like a very fine powder of matzah. And he says, you could still make motzi on that, you could still say Al-Achilas Matzah. So if you don't want to get your matzah wet, but in theory, you just can't have a large piece of matzah, but grinding it down would potentially be helpful, then maybe that would be another etzah that could potentially help. And finally, I'll just point out that that one final etzah is perhaps just to use a smaller shear of matzah in that Sha'as HaTchak. Again, a lot of times we try to have very large shiurim, and we should. We should try to, it's a mitzvah to araisa, to eat matzah on the night of the Seder. So if you have to eat a little extra matzah to be yotzei the shiur of the Chazon Ish, that's a good thing, and one should do that under ordinary circumstances. But in unordinary circumstances, where one is having a very difficult time swallowing the matzah, there are much smaller shiurim. They say that the Chazon Ish himself, as much as he had these measurements, they say that at his Seder, people would eat matzah the size of the palm of their hands, without the fingers, which is a much smaller shiur. Now, again, I wouldn't say that one should do that lechatchila if you're perfectly healthy. If you're perfectly healthy, try to have extra matzah. And the worst thing that happens is you ate more than you had to, you still fulfilled the mitzvah in a mahudar way. But in an instance when somebody has trouble swallowing, then perhaps they can be somech on a smaller shiur, and perhaps with a smaller shiur of matzah, they'd be able to eat the matzah, and then perhaps then they could supplement with water or one of the other etzos that are given by the poskim. In the end, Be'ezra Hashem, we should all be zocha to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah, kitikuna, kol hilchoseha, and we should be zocha Be'ezra Hashem next year to be ochel min hapsachim and min hazvachim as well.